from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do? I was waiting on you. I was stalling for you. That's what a good partner does.
I like
Sue was bloviating about something over there, and so I had to...
I was bloviating.
I had to stretch.
I was bloviating to the fan man. Me and fan man often bloviate. I was bloviating. Oh, my gosh.
What happened?
Some little league kid just, I don't know.
Should you be watching Little League World Series?
He thrusted. That was very uncomfortable. Some big chubby kid just had a double, and then he pelvic thrusted. I wasn't prepared. I'm not prepared for to see 12-year-old chubby kids thrusting. That was, it caught me off guard. I was like, whoa.
Is the Little League World Series later than usual?
I don't know.
Doesn't this feel late?
I have said many times, and I get a lot of blowback on it, but I do not understand the Little League World Series. I find it creepy. I'm not a huge fan. I appreciate what the kids are doing. Good for them. It's a cool moment, but...
Sure, but is this late? Like, I think it usually, like... Because they got to be back to school soon.
Right, so I think it usually wraps up by the end of August.
Really?
Yeah.
I always thought it was, like, July. Dog days.
I think it's August, because I think that you've got to, like, most of these kids and teams have to play through all these different qualifying tournaments that start at, like, the, you know, the small county level and then expand to bigger regions. So I think they start that in, like, June, and it gets wrapped up by
August.
Yeah,
all right. Well, I, too, don't care about it and probably won't watch much of it. And so there you go from your sports guys.
Sports.
Right, yeah.
I just think it's weird. It's cool for kids, but I find
You know what isn't weird?
I find it weird. What?
Can I tell you something that isn't weird?
Tell me.
By the way, big show today.
Huge.
I have to tell you guys.
Enormous.
It's a big show.
Are you going to crotch chop too? Are you going to pelvic thrust?
No, Asachi doesn't crotch chop, dude.
Oh, yeah, you're classy.
Okay? That's right.
Asachi.
We keep it,
You're more of a twerking sort of brand.
That's right. Asachi twerk brand.
Asachi gyrates.
I like that. Yeah. It's sexy. You know what you do? Asachi lambadas.
Ooh.
Because
that's right.
The forbidden dance.
Fluid movements.
Yes.
What was I going to tell you?
I don't know.
Big show.
Oh. Big show.
Joey's on. He's back. 5:30. Final story time.
Yeah.
Because football Friday begins next week.
So we got nine more sleeps? Eight more sleeps? How many more sleeps?
Well, let's look. I always have to look at the iCal. Is that bad?
Yeah, probably. Because it's next Saturday, right?
Three, four,
five. So that'd be what? Eight more sleeps?
Eight more sleeps.
Eight more sleeps.
Yeah.
We're here.
Florida State, Georgia Tech. Okay, so we're going to talk to Joey at 5:30. And then, very exciting, Big Suit gets to bounce because it's Foo Friday.
Yes, and
he's going to the Foos.
Well, I wasn't gonna bounce, and then it turns out there's a stupid noise ordinance at Providence Park.
We talked about this.
I understand
just the other
that, day. But I didn't realize that there was going. My original plan was not. Anytime you go see a big show like this, the band doesn't go until 9.
Mm.
But now with the noise ordinance, the show starts at 5:30, which means the Foo are probably going to go on by 7, maybe 7:30 at
right.
the latest.
You can't be bothered with Club 1080.
No.
Let's get you to the venue.
I got to get out there. I got a pregame. There's things that have to happen.
Right.
I've got to stalk Dave Grohl.
Right.
Operation Dave Grohl best friend. I mean, there's things. I got to meet my people. It's there's meet and greets.
Understood.
I got things.
Understood.
I've got responsibilities.
It's Foo Friday.
Yes.
And so you're only going to get so much of Souk today.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Well, actually, he's going to take it all the way to the club.
That's right.
Which is pretty brave.
Exactly.
Because, dude, it's going to be, like, you better rush down there.
I'm a little fired up right now. Even though I have fought the Foo many, many times, I've never won. I've tried. It doesn't work.
Well, this is
going to
be.
Get it.
Boy, I am with the listeners. That needs to go away.
It's a lot. We need like 6 less gits.
What was I going to tell you?
I don't know.
Well, it's going to be a cool show. I mean,
yes.
Providence Park, first concert there in 20 years.
I'm pretty fired up.
I was watching the news this morning, and they were showing the stage and everything, how they have it set up. It's kick-ass.
Yeah.
People were lining up at like 8 this morning. Mm-hmm. Like, that's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, there's a buzz. Now, I will say that it will be a little sad for me, because I have seen them now, I don't know, 20...
Jesus.
20-ish times, 20, 25, somewhere in there. We're well into the double digits, having seen the Foo for me. And this will be my first with a different drummer, and that will be a little odd.
Taylor Hawkins.
That will be strange. I'm sure that they will address it at some point and all that. And a lot of the new album is about, obviously, that. And there may be a moment or two where I get a little emotional.
Well, it's going to be great, and we expect a full Foo Friday report on Monday.
Yes.
From you.
Yes.
But most importantly, we are burying the lead here. What I was going to tell you, what isn't, I don't know what word you use to describe the Little League World Series. What isn't weird? What isn't bad? What isn't, whatever.
I find it creepy.
Yeah, creepy. Well, you know what isn't creepy?
What?
Kenny Chesney on SportsCenter.
What?
It happened.
Why was he on SportsCenter?
You know why.
He's a big sports guy.
You know why.
What was he doing now? Was it Sean Payton?
First of all, now, do you know Kenny Chesney at all?
No. I do not know him personally. No.
I feel good buddies with Peyton Manning, I believe.
Yes. He's good buddies with, like, everyone in the world of sports.
He seems like a great dude.
A lot of people like him a whole lot.
So they had him on SportsCenter. And I thought that was so incredibly dumb.
He is a huge sports fan.
Well, he's a Tennessee Volunteers fan.
Yes, he is.
And yes, they asked him his outlook for Tennessee Volunteers football this season.
and he said,
that was the point where, no, I turned the channel. I had to turn it.
It's kind of the college game day bit, right, with the guest picker. Like,
yeah.
Oh, let's get your thoughts on this.
I assume that's why they had him
turn this off.
Why? I think you should crank it up.
I'm getting emotional right now. It's an emotional day.
The Foos.
It's over your helmet!
Travis Hawkins, or Taylor Hawkins.
Travis Hawkins, yes.
Rest
that
in
guy.
Peace.
That guy.
Wilson Love, Joey Harrington. I mean, dude.
Lock, cock, ready to rock.
It's a kick-ass Friday.
Lot of juice. We got some genuine enthusiasm. We're all Wilson Love right now. We're bringing a lot of heat, a lot of passion.
Well, anyway, I wanted to tell you that Kenny Chesney was on SportsCenter, which I think means football is here. I think that's really the only reason they have him on, right? On SportsCenter?
I do not know if there is a celebrity that loves football more than that guy.
Really?
He loves football. I mean, he ends the whenever he plays a show, he only plays football stadiums. And the whole thing at the end is he brings out a team helmet from whatever city he's in. He signs it and hands it to someone. And he's always got, like, he invites entire NFL teams. Like, anytime you go see him in Seattle, they bring out Seahawks. If you're down in Denver, they bring out the Broncos. I mean, I think a couple times he's even, he comes out to practices and, like, suits up, and he's a tiny little guy. I got to kind of meet him once. He is a tiny, tiny man.
He's a slight man.
Yes. But, like, I think he's really good friends with Sean Payton. I think, in fact, this year with the Broncos camp, they put him out there in his little hutch pads, and he wears a helmet, and he runs out there and runs routes. Like he's living like fantasy camp, but in football.
We were talking about how tall Joe Rogan is.
Yeah.
And he's shockingly short.
Mm-hmm.
It listed 5'7", probably shorter.
Yeah.
How tall is Chesney?
He's probably 5'6". The only time that I got to...
Yeah, they have him at 5'6". So he's shorter than Joe Rogan.
He's... And I don't know if he's 5'6", to be honest with you. God. The one time we were going to do a meet and greet years ago through the country station here, and we didn't get to do the meet and greet. We ended up being in the back where they were doing the meet and greet, and I got the walk-by fist bump.
From Kenny?
From Kenny.
Yeah.
But I didn't get to actually stop and talk to him. And even in cowboy boots, dude, it was
him, just little guy.
Shocking how small he was. It was even my wife at the time, and you met my late wife. She was 5 foot.
Yeah.
You know?
She was tiny.
Even she was a tiny Korean lady. Even she, after she walked by, she goes, "Oh, that was really cool. Wow, he's small." And when a 5 foot Korean lady is shocked by how small you are in cowboy boots, you're really small.
Well, isn't it weird when it's like the star of the show and he's that small?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that?
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm sure his shows are great.
Yeah, he puts on a great show.
I'm not a huge fan of his music, but I know some of his songs. He's got some anthems.
Yes.
I
mean, like Boys of Fall?
Well, yeah. Well,
I mean, yeah. Without... Oh, believe me, I've heard that in concert. And let me tell you.
Oh, he plays that?
Oh, he plays it.
Oh, hell yeah.
I want to say a number of years ago, if I'm not mistaken, I think he closed with it.
Oh, come on.
I S you not. And there were grown men at Lumen Field in Seattle.
You know,
grown men with tears in their eyes.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Everybody kind of putting their arms around each other, swaying.
And then there's just me dead inside being like, what is wrong with you people?
It's like when Eddie Vedder plays, does he ever play... Well, Pearl Jam, but
yeah.
Does he ever play the Cubs song?
When he's in Chicago.
He hasn't played anywhere else? Because that's a great song.
It's a great song. Someday We'll Go All the Way.
Yeah, no, Someday We'll Go.
That is exclusively in Chicago.
I would love to hear him play that.
Yeah.
If I saw, just like in Portland or whatever.
No, that is exclusively
only in Chicago.
That is only Chicago.
Damn.
And I don't even know if he does it anymore because, quite frankly, they went all the way.
Yeah.
So I don't, that, you know, because the ending of that song is when that last winning run and I'm crying and covered in beer, someday I will go all the way. Well, they went all the way and he was there and was crying and covered in beer. So I think that probably retires the song because the whole song is about yearning for the one day that the Cubs finally win and then they win. It might have ruined that song. But this, grown men, tears in their eyes.
All right. Well, anyway. I had to tell you that Chesney was on SportsCenter, so...
You remember this other banger that we had?
Coach. Oh, this is Coach.
What is this?
Coach.
This is a worse football song that he wrote.
Oh,
Coach.
Now, does he play this at shows?
No. This is garbage.
Even he knows it's...
Even he knows this is a terrible song. We want some and we love some. This might be the worst song ever.
Why does he write sports songs?
Because he loves sports.
Ken.
He loves it.
Okay,
because sports are dripping in nostalgia, and so are concerts and music. We were heroes,
we were babies. He loves it. Made you
proud. Is there anybody else that writes sports music?
I'm sure. I mean,
I mean, like major acts that write, like Eddie Vedder has that.
Yeah.
I mean, what else?
I don't know. I mean, there has to be. I mean,
there's a reason.
The okay. Problem is that when you become like the biggest selling country act of like the last 20 years, you can kind of do what you want. And when you love high school sports, guess what? You get to write about high school sports. Like if Andrew Nemec became the biggest country artist in the world, he would sing about high school football.
And the NFL draft.
And the NFL draft. And people would be like, it works, I guess.
Good point.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're ready to roll. You guys ready?
Yeah, let's go.
You guys want to poll?
Let's do it.
More college football on the poll today.
Yeah!
We got some college football crab cakes, some Friday fartabouts, and Joey Harrington. It's going to be a nice little Foo Friday here on the show. We'll be right back. It's Isaac and Suk on The Fam. Pleased to have you along. It's a Foo Friday. Everybody's fired up for the Foo Fighters. Except for Suk, he's not.
No, he
doesn't care.
Nah, I don't care. I did bring my Foo Fighter van high tops, though, in the car. I may have to switch into them.
Wait, they have their own shoe?
I have Foo Fighter Vans.
Is it a Foo shoe?
It is a Foo shoe. Except you got to be careful. It's always that, like, there's two trains of thought. Do you wear the band's t-shirt to the concert, or there's that great scene from the God, what is it? The PCU, where, you know, Jeremy Piven does a whole thing on don't be that guy. And so it's, you know, you kind of.
That is controversial.
Yeah, you go back and forth.
Do you do that?
Sometimes I do, but for the most part, that movie kind of ruined it for me. I usually don't, but I did bring the Foo High Tops, and I may have to swap into them. So.
Yeah, they'll get covered in beer and vomit. It'd be great.
I hope so. I mean, that's. What else is there? You know, why aren't you going to the Foos? I mean, let's go. This is one of the Foo is one of the truly great rock acts because it's just it's even though they've been around a long time, they still have that kind of youthful jackass energy to them. It's fantastic.
Well, they rock.
They rock. They absolutely rock.
And some of that's Dave Grohl's hair.
Yes.
You know?
Well, and just Dave Grohl in general. Dave is one of the great front men of all time because he will make you have a good time. It's almost impossible to go to a show and not get roped into what Dave Grohl has going on. And it's just a great band with an amazing catalog.
So we're partying for Foo Friday. Let's get to our poll question on X at 1080 The Fan. Yesterday, we asked you which of these Big Ten quarterbacks will have the best season. Now, very close.
Mm-hmm.
It was a battle.
Was it?
It was.
Oh, that's right, because we didn't put, like, Dylan Gabriel on there, or, like, Will Howard.
No. Yeah. It was Will Rogers, yeah. Miller Moss, Aiden Childs, and Tyler Van Dyke. Mm-hmm.
So I went Moss.
Miller Moss wins, yeah. USC, 34%.
Yeah, something tells me that USC might be getting slept on. I know their schedule's tough, but I don't know. I put some faith in Lincoln Riley, and there is some talent down there. I just think they may have a little something.
Aiden Childs, Michigan State, 26%. Will Rogers, Washington, 20%.
Yeah.
Tyler Van Dyke, Wisconsin, 20%.
No luck for Van Dimes.
Well, I mean, yeah. He's right there with Will Rogers. I mean, it was very close. Yeah. Very split.
Yeah. Well, your polls lately have been on point.
Well, that's because I'm great.
Yeah.
Today's poll question, this one not so great. Look.
You kind of mailed this one in a little bit?
No. I just wanted to see where Oregon would land.
Oh, all right.
So this one is predictable. I guess. I think the unpredictable nature of this poll is Oregon. I would just want to see how many people really believe in Oregon. And the question is this: which of the top four in the preseason poll will most disappoint this season?
Okay.
So, of course, it's Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, and Texas. Now, of course, Texas is going to win this poll, right?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Because no one believes in Sark.
No. Well, and can I also...
And, of course, Georgia, you can trust.
Yes.
Now, Ohio State's interesting. I don't know how many people believe in Ryan Day, but they're loaded.
I love how, like, Ryan Day has lost to Michigan a couple times, and now all of a sudden no one believes in Ryan Day.
It's not that no one believes in him. It's that of this poll question, certainly Georgia's the most proven and trusted.
If you don't trust Georgia, I don't know what to tell you. Like,
right.
That means you don't, like...
But with Ryan Day, like, you still got to win it for sure. People to get people fully behind you, right?
Yeah.
So... Sark, I just think is, you know, if you talk about the elite coaches, of all the elite coaches, who do you trust least?
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing Sark is like number one.
Yes, because here's my thing with Texas. And look, I'm not doubting the amount of talent in Texas, okay? But you did lose your two starting running backs. So something to keep in mind there. And this is my thing about Texas. Like, Texas last year was really good, obviously. But and the Alabama win, I mean, look, and if I'm not mistaken, I think that was on the road at Alabama. So give you all the props. That's the biggest win Texas has had in a long time. They weren't just trucking people, though, right? They gacked that one against Oklahoma. They had a close one against Houston. They eked out a win against Kansas State in OT. They eked out one with TCU. And they lost to Washington, who was way less talented than Texas was in the playoffs. So this idea that Texas has somehow turned a corner and somehow it's now this juggernaut
playoffs.
I'm with a lot of the people that say, yeah, Texas had a great year last year. I need to see Texas do it more than one year because 7 wins Sark. And before this, it wasn't like Texas was just trucking people. And last year, if you watched a lot of Texas football, talented, yes. Dominant every single week? No. So that's one that I put a little question mark on. That would certainly be mine. Underperforming, yeah, I'll take Texas.
I think Texas certainly is going to win the poll. As a matter of fact, they're running away with it at 59%. I just wanted to see here in Oregon where Oregon would fall. Like, how many people really don't believe in Oregon. I'll tell compared you what, to these other three.
I do think a lot of people believe. Nationally, locally, it feels like everyone's drinking the Kool-Aid right now with,
so do you think
with the Ducks.
On this poll, you know, considering where we are, yeah. Do you think Ohio State and Oregon will be about even?
I do.
Well, they're not.
No?
At least so far. Texas, 59%.
Yeah.
Again, the question is, which of the top four in the preseason poll will most disappoint this season?
And that's clearly mine would be Texas.
Texas, 59%, but we knew that.
Yeah.
Oregon, 28%. Mm-hmm. Ohio State, 9%.
So people just trust Ohio State?
And Georgia, 4%.
Mm. Interesting.
I don't know how you couldn't trust Georgia.
No, I mean, that's just, again, if you don't trust Georgia, then you're just, I don't know, you're a conspiracy theory. You don't trust anything. Because right now in college football, death taxes in Georgia football. They just, look, they didn't make the playoff last year. Is there any real doubt that Georgia was one of the two best teams in football? I don't know if they beat Michigan. Michigan was good. Michigan was bullies. They proved it time and time again. Georgia was one of the two best teams in football. They certainly were one of the four best teams in football. And they just happened to lose the one game that they couldn't lose at the end of the year to Alabama. But Georgia is what Alabama used to be. They're the best.
So of all the elite, not all the elite coaches, but, you know, of the elite coaches who haven't won a title,
mm-hmm.
like Kiffin,
yeah.
DeBoer, Lanning, Sark, Day, who do you trust least? Like of those guys, like are you on board with DeBoer at Alabama right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I'm on board with DeBoer. All he does is win, and he wins with less. That guy wins everywhere he goes. He wins quickly, and he wins. I'm not going to say without talent, but let's not act like those teams down at Fresno were absolutely loaded. And that Washington team was very good. I mean, obviously Penix went early, some of the receivers, you had a couple of linemen. That was a really talented UW team. But like Penix wouldn't have been a thing without DeBoer. He just wasn't. Penix was an afterthought, right? And I mean, that was all under the development of Kalen DeBoer. So the fact that he's going to Alabama, and, you know, I listen to people down there, and I get it, it's Alabama. But, boy, some of the stuff coming out of there is just be careful writing them off. So I do believe in Kalen DeBoer. He is finally getting all the tools to play with, all the toys. I think he's going to be fine. Honestly, I think one of the answers to that I wouldn't argue with a lot of people is Dan Lanning. I know Lanning can recruit. I know Lanning can build a program. But you also, if you're talking about just that, who you trust least, can we be honest and say that in big games, the person that has the most to answer to right now is Dan Lanning? You can make an argument that every loss that he's had since he's been there, you can make a case, I'm not saying it's true, but you can make a case that it lays at his feet. So,
well, he's the youngest and the newest.
And though. He's the youngest.
So if I gave you Oregon's football program,
yeah.
But you can swap out Ryan Day for Dan Lanning, are you doing that? Because I'm not.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
I mean, I'm sure Ryan Day's great. Yes, I know he's great.
But
Oregon has going on right now is really good.
If it were flipped, would you do it the other way? If you were Oregon and you could have Ryan Day, would you want him?
Wait, that's what I just said.
Oh, I thought you were saying that if you were Ohio State and you could have Lanning.
Well, no, I did. That's no. Please try to pay attention.
I'm trying.
but that the other way is interesting. If how many Ohio State fans would take Dan Lanning over Ryan Day?
And this is weird because Ryan Day's record is stupid good.
I think a lot.
I think, and again, whether it's warranted or not, I think there are a lot of people right now drinking the Dan Lanning Kool-Aid, and because it's not necessarily like. To bring it around to a larger point, you're not going off of what someone's done because if the question is who is the best coach in college football based on what you've done, it's not Kirby Smart. It's not. It's Dabo.
Or Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly.
He won a title, didn't he?
No, he didn't.
I thought he won a title.
No.
Am I wrong? Yeah. LSU?
No,
oh,
Edo,
no.
Edo got it.
Oh, that's
Edo
right.
Got one.
That's right. That's right.
What Dabo has done, Dabo is the best coach. And if we're saying who you taking, it ain't Dabo.
It's a dadgum mistake.
Yeah, no chance.
It can't be what you've done, because Ryan Day has done a lot more than Dan Lanning. But if you're talking about buying futures, I think there's a lot of people at Ohio State, and I mean a lot, that look at what Dan Lanning's doing and look at the momentum that that program has and saying, I'll hitch my wagon to Dan Lanning. And that may prove to be foolish. I'm just saying there are a lot of people that are buying what he's got. And obviously the whole, did he turn down Alabama? Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I think the fact that that narrative out there is huge for him, that every time you turn around, people are talking about Oregon, that they're going into the Big Ten and they're basically co-favorites with Ohio State. I just think a lot of people believe that that is the next, that's the next wave of college football is what he's doing.
Ryan Day, 56-8.
That's, I love that he's 56-8.
Just 2-3 in bowl game. Well, actually 2-4.
And there's people out there that are like, is Ryan Day coaching for his job?
Did coach for the national championship and lost to Joe Burrow.
Loser. Arguably, by the way, the best college football team.
Yes. And that that Ohio State team was sick good.
But that LSU team they had was a buzzsaw.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think that Ohio State team wins the title in a lot of other years.
Yeah.
If they don't run into Burrow.
Yeah.
And then he's 39-3 in the conference.
Yeah.
Dan Lanning, 22-5.
He's 39-3.
Yep. He's so only lost three.
The only losses he has in conference are to Michigan, right?
I think that's right.
Because I think they've lost the last. I think he beat Ohio State the first three. How many years has he been there?
Ooh.
He beat Ohio State for like the first 3 years he was there.
Because initially they were saying this about Harbaugh. About Harbaugh. Harbaugh couldn't beat Harbaugh Ohio couldn't State. Beat he Ohio was going to maybe lose his job.
So the only conference losses that man has. So he's been there 5 years. The only conference losses he has are to Michigan.
Yeah, the first year he went undefeated in the Big Ten, and they lost in the Fiesta Bowl. They only lost one game that year. Yeah. The next year was COVID year. They went 5-0 in the Big Ten. Yeah. And then each of the last 3 years, he's gone 8-1 in the Big Ten and lost to Michigan. And you can't do that at Ohio State, dude. They'll run you out of town for that crap.
That's so stupid.
And then Lanning 15-3 in league. Yeah. But, of course, he's going to a tougher league now. Some would say.
Yeah. Well, not everybody, but I would agree with you.
All right. There's the poll. Vote hard. It is on X at 1080 The Fan. Some college football crab cakes coming up next, including a little bit of Oregon State news that might have you thinking, hey, things aren't so bad in Corvallis.
Hey.
It's Buck with sports.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, you got me thinking about Kalen DeBoer at Alabama with Jalen Milroe, and I was just looking at the odds. Man, they're plus 1,400 to win it all on DraftKings.
Yeah.
Alabama.
Yeah.
Good value.
That is a great value.
Yeah.
Because I think I would take that over Texas or Oregon winning it. I mean, Oregon's at plus 750,
mm-hmm.
almost half.
Yeah.
And then Texas is plus 850. I don't know.
Well, the idea that Saban left and so that everything crumbles. Look, they stabilized the roster. I know they lost some kids, but they've stabilized it. They bring back a lot, and as much as I love Nick Saban, and no one's doubting Saban's greatness, he's the GOAT. Alabama's offense at times is somewhat stagnant, and you can make an argument, and I think it's a really good one, their offense will be much better with Kalen DeBoer. I mean, Saban doesn't run the offense, so he brings in coordinators, and he's had everything from Kiffin to Sark, O'Brien. I mean, they've ran the Maryland guy. I mean, they run through OCs, and if they still play some element of Alabama defense and you just believe that because of the athletes they have, they're going to play defense, Kalen DeBoer's offense is about to be arguably the best offense that Alabama's ever had. And now I don't know what they have at receiver or if they have, I mean, because for a while there, some of those receiver rooms in the backs were ridiculous. But if we believe that the Alabama talent level isn't that different than what it's been, this should be one of the best offenses that Alabama has ever seen. And again, you go through the schedule, that's the only one that gives you a little bit of pause, because you got Western Kentucky, whatever, Central Florida, whatever. You do get Wisconsin, and that's on the road. It'd be a nice little test. And then you got the bye week, and then you get Georgia. And you also have Tennessee.
Where's the Georgia game?
It looks like that's at home.
Okay.
You got Georgia at home. You're at Tennessee, home against Missouri, at LSU, and then you're at Oklahoma, and then Auburn in the SEC championship. So, you know, the question becomes, is that a 10-2 schedule? Because again, 10-2, if you are a top 10 team going into the preseason, or even a top 12 team, 13, 14, anywhere in there. So the Oregon's, Ohio State's, Bama's, Georgia's, anybody like that, 10-2 gets you into the dance. 10-2 will make you a top 12 team. So can you look at that and say that that's a 10-2 schedule? Because if you can, Alabama's in the tourney, and then look out. You got a puncher's chance. So if you're sleeping on Alabama and Kalen DeBoer, you're fooling yourself.
That's some value. I agree with Buck there. Yeah. Plus 1,400.
The other one, to win the SEC, they're plus 750.
Okay.
I mean,
I'd rather have...
You'd rather have the national championship ticket?
Yeah, because just of what Suk just said. It's like, just get into that tournament.
Yeah.
And as opposed to winning the league, you got to win that Georgia game.
I was just stunned to see Texas at plus 300 and Alabama basically double that at plus 750.
You know, this is going to be a weird statement, and I get it. It's going to take some mental gymnastics. It may be easier in the long run to win a national championship than it is to win the SEC or the Big Ten.
Because it doesn't, you can get those warts during the season and still have it figured out by the end.
Yep. Yeah. Like if you battle some injuries or, you know, again, you can think about this. You can be Georgia last year runs through.
Well, I think about the Kansas City Chiefs too. All the receiver issues they had, their offense didn't work basically. You figure it out by the end of the year. You got the best players out there and you can take the whole thing down.
Well, think about it. Georgia runs through the year last year and is the best team in football, and they lost one game at the end of the year, and that was the game that they couldn't lose. And now they, you know, and so you don't get in. Whereas, you know, now again, you get to stub your toe, and yes, once you get to the other side, now you got to be perfect. But just getting in now, like at least this, getting a shot at a national title is a lot easier than winning a conference title. Now, actually having to go through the three or four games that you need, that's a meat grinder. But there is, I think there's going to be an element now in college football, because it didn't used to be this way. Obviously, because the regular season meant so much, because you just, there wasn't any room to stumble. You lose one game and that may eliminate you depending on what everyone else does. Whereas in the NFL or anywhere else, what do they say? Just get in. Once you're in, we'll worry about everything else. And now in college football, there's going to be an element of that. Yes, the bye week is awesome, because the winning three games is a lot easier than winning four. And getting a game at home, certainly. But there will be teams at the end that say, dude, it doesn't really matter. Just let's get healthy. Let's be playing well at the end of the year and get me into the dance, and I'll rely on my guys.
First of all, you did say Alabama and Georgia are playing, right?
Yes.
In Tuscaloosa?
On their schedule, it says, it does not say at Georgia, so I would assume that means that it's in Alabama.
Yeah, well, it says versus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a home game.
Yeah.
So Alabama and Georgia have met several times in the SEC title game, but mm-hmm. When's the last time they actually met in the regular season?
Feels like it's been a long-ass time.
Been a while. That's ridiculous.
Yes. Well, and they're on the opposite sides, and, you know, it's kind of the way
they're still doing divisions over there?
No, I'm just saying in the past they've been on opposite sides, so why they don't play each other a lot in the regular season.
Yeah, but they have cross meetings, don't they?
Yeah, but again,
that's all gone now.
That's all gone.
I just mean...
But because they weren't in the same side, they weren't guaranteed to play them every year.
No, 2020 was the last time they played in the regular season.
They played in the COVID season?
Yeah, it looks like...
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
41-24, Bama.
Yep.
Beat number three, Georgia. Oh, a quick correction. Ryan Day, Ohio State, they did not lose to Joe Burrow in LSU. I was a year off. I was thinking that that Ohio State team lost to LSU in the championship.
Mm-hmm.
That was Clemson that LSU beat in the championship.
So Clemson beat Ohio State, and then Clemson got rocked. Because that Burrow team... Yeah, they ran roughshod over Clemson. They blew them
and
out.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, they ran roughshod over everybody.
But the next year, the Ryan Day team that played in the championship lost to Alabama.
Okay,
I was thinking they lost to LSU in the championship, but it was the next year they lost to Bama, and that was Mac Jones.
Oh,
Mac Jones over Justin Fields.
Where is old Mac Jones now?
Did he go?
I think he's in. Isn't he Lawrence's backup in Jacksonville?
That sounds right.
I haven't seen Jacksonville play this preseason, but I believe he's
there. He is in Jacksonville.
There you go.
Is he a good backup?
Sure.
Is that a good backup?
Well, it's tough to say.
He is just the definition of...
He had the one good year, and then everything kind of fell apart, and I don't know if to blame that on Mac Jones or if I blame it on New England.
There were a lot of reports that he was kind of a surly dude to work with. Other quarterbacks didn't like watching film with him. He didn't get along with a lot of people in the Patriots facility, so interesting to see
what
how this
a goober.
Out.
Well, now you get to go sit, and at some point he'll get a chance to resurrect his career. You know, he'll sit behind Lawrence. Lawrence will get hurt, and, you know, he'll have like a 4 or 5 game stretch there. And, you know, can you prove that you belong? And when you do that, you can end up like a Gardner Minshew or Ryan Fitzpatrick and Matt Schaub. I mean, there's some guys that take it and run with it. You know, Geno Smith got a crack. It took him a while, but you haven't seen the end of Mac Jones. So it's just a matter of what you do with this time. Or do you sit and pout and find yourself Josh Rosen-like and, you know, you're out of the league in 3-4 years.
All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll have our college football crab cakes, little Oregon State nugget, and the top 5 most popular wedding dates of 2024. One of them is a very serious, serious Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't do this.
We will be right back on The Fan. Hey, guys.
Yes.
I know we've got college football talk here, but what are we doing on the Paul Skeens over-under strikeout total tonight? He's got the Mariners strikeout more than any other team in baseball.
Yeah, at the same time, dude, Skeens has not been very good since the All-Star break. He's been the definition of meh.
Well,
but it is the Mariners, so
he hasn't won in 5 starts, but
he's got roughed up. He's given up 11 runs in his last 2 or 3 combined.
No,
yeah,
I'm looking at it. He gave up 4 in the last outing. He gave up 2 the previous outing, one the previous outing, two previous before that.
Okay.
And then the, before that, they had he had seven innings against Milwaukee and 11 strikeouts, shutout.
Well,
actually, that was the no-hit, seven no-hit innings.
Okay.
So but then, the last, let's see, one, two, three, actually the last four starts, he's 0-2, and he's given up nine runs in four starts.
Okay.
And that probably is bad for him.
Yeah. By the way, against the Mariners, I'm going to set it at 8.5.
Well, it is 8.5.
8.5.
The question
I'll take
is
the over.
Over or under.
The over. Dude, the Mariners.
Because the Mariners strike out a lot.
A lot.
And Julio's back in there. He's good for four himself.
Well, the other night he was good for five.
I know.
I'll take the over. Skeens will get 9.
Okay.
Boy, they just, I mean, they even the guys that can hit strike out a lot.
I know.
I mean, Raleigh's good for 2, guaranteed, and he's their best hitter.
Well, the first two guys have already hit, and he got them out, but...
No strikeouts.
No,
the M's got runners on the corners, though.
Come on!
I'm trying to stream the game right now, and I'm having issues.
Come on, Mariners. Skeens.
I'm having challenges.
Who am I rooting for?
Yeah, I don't know. Who are you going for?
Well, Skeens is a steamer, so I'm...
Are you out of your mind?
And so is Julio, but he's on the bench because he sucks. So I don't know. I'm probably going for Skeensy, babes.
Well, it's a big one because the Astros can't lose, and the Astros are playing the sorry-ass White Sox.
I know.
So if you drop a couple here against Pittsburgh, you may find yourself five, six back. I mean, already I think ESPN has their playoff odds, not just the division, their playoff odds are like 33%.
Really?
Yeah. Well, look at the AL wild card, man. I think they're 3 back in the division, and I think they're 3.5 in the wild card.
Mm.
The wild card's a meat grinder. So, like, it's...
Gotta catch my Royals.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's the end-all, the be-all, but it feels like that if they don't win the division, they ain't getting into the postseason.
Yeah, that you're right. So it's like... So we've got 3 wild cards now.
Yeah.
So in the AL, right meow, the Yankees are way up, and then it's Twins, Royals, Red Sox, and then the Mariners are 3.5 back of the Royals.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it really does feel like win the division or else, and...
So you have to chase the Royals and Red Sox or the Astros.
The Astros. And I'm not sure right now which one's worse, but, I mean, look, if this is their offense...
Don't they have head-to-head with Houston coming up? They should.
I'm sure they have some more. I don't know how many they have left, but you would
take
think.
A look.
Most of the time at the end of the year, remember, they try to do division matchups, so I would assume that they have some more.
Yeah, but this
up
year they change everything because you get to play every
They don't
team
get Houston
year.
Again until the second to last series of
yeah,
the year.
Just one, and it's in Houston.
Yep.
Just 3 games.
And you know where the Mariners are going next? The Dodgers.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
So that makes this Pittsburgh series just... You know, think about that. That if you is it a 3-game set against Pittsburgh?
It 3 is. At Pittsburgh, 3 at LA, 6-game road trip, or no, 9-game road trip when you include the 3 in Detroit on the front end.
So if we're assuming, and it's a big assumption, but let's say Houston sweeps Chicago because, well, Chicago,
they should,
and you drop 2 or 3, you could find yourself 5 back going in to play the freaking Dodgers. Good luck.
Yeah, buckle up.
This is kind of...
Dodgers are getting healthy.
Yeah, this is getting squirrely right now for M's fans. And realize it wasn't that long ago you had a 10-game lead in that division. There's been a 13-game swing already. That ain't good. Although, I mean, I don't know what you do. Like, people are like, well, it changes. What change?
Well, at this point, there's nothing.
Nothing
I mean, they
you
tried
do.
To make a couple trades.
Yeah, I mean,
got
they
a Rosarena, got
did
Turner.
They did make a couple changes, yeah. But I'm saying even next year, it's like, I don't know. Do you
trade everyone?
I guess you can't just sit there on your hands back. I think we did enough.
All right, college football crab cakes. This coming to us from one of our listeners. Did not know this. He forwarded this on, but apparently a lot of people are talking about the date of October 12th around here.
Yeah.
And around the country.
Yeah, it's a big game.
Because
well, a big date.
Yeah, it's
big
a big
game
date.
Weekend.
It's the Ohio State Oregon game,
mm-hmm.
Which will be the biggest game ever in the history of Oregon football,
yeah.
Or at least the history of Autzen.
Regular season, yeah.
It is also Texas OU.
Mm-hmm. Red River, whatever the hell you're calling that.
It is also Ole Miss LSU, and it is also Penn State USC. The listener alerts us that. That is a top 5 most popular wedding date of 2024.
Yeah, people are all about it. And I hate to tell you, but if you invite me to a wedding on that day...
A lot of phones out at the reception. A lot of phones out.
I think that's a hard pass. Like,
you're saying no to the wedding.
You got to be in a real inner circle in order for that to happen. Because I'm going down to that Ohio State-Oregon game. And let's just say... we better at least bare minimum. I'm taking you to the airport, and we better have holidayed together. Otherwise, sorry, I'm unavailable that day. I've got prior commitments. Can I also say this? We have got to get over this. People being at your wedding is a big deal. It's not. Here's my thing. If you're getting married and I'm not there, guess what? It doesn't matter. You don't care. I don't care. At the end of the day, it means nothing. We get into this whole thing about, well, we can't get... Yes, you can get married if someone's not there. What if my dad's not there? What if my brother's not there? Okay.
What if the groom isn't there?
Well, that's kind of a big deal.
Because he wants to watch the game.
Can he be there through Zoom? Is that a possibility? Can I just Zoom? Can I DocuSign?
That would be awesome.
Yes.
If some dude Zooms into his own wedding because he wants to, because he's at the game.
Well, let me ask you this. You were, when you got hitched, you had a very small ceremony.
Yeah.
Right?
You weren't there.
I did not get invited. I did not make the cut. And I'll tell you what, I'm okay with that. Because again, it was a small ceremony.
You weren't at the time.
Well, it did hurt. But is there anyone at that wedding that you really particularly even remember? Being at the wedding?
Well, yeah. I remember everyone that was there because it was small.
It was small.
It was only like 20 people.
Had one of those people not been there, would it have ruined your day?
Yes.
I don't think you...
I may not even be here today. I would be so hurt.
We make a way bigger deal because we get a lot of, well, we have to be there. No, you don't. You don't have to be there.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, people don't care.
I'd probably go to the wedding. I think weddings are more fun than live football games anyway. But that Ohio State-Oregon game is pretty special. And then, of course, if you're down in the South, Texas OU, come on, man. I think that's the coolest game in all of college football.
The way they split the stadium.
Yes, that
is so cool. And it always ends up being like a one-score game.
Almost always, it's so awesome.
Like, how many times do you get a football game where half of the stadium, first of all, it's a bitter rivalry, and half of the stadium is the one color, and the other half is the other color. And that is it. It is 50-50.
Yep.
Where they play that in, what, the Cotton Bowl, I think?
Yes.
It is so cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. I just give two thumbs, meh, to weddings.
Yeah, you're not a big wedding guy.
Well, we just make a big deal about them.
Well, it's big for the ladies.
They're fun parties.
Yeah. It's big for the bride. Yeah. You know, it's a big deal.
I understand.
I think going to a wedding rules.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like weddings,
I guess it depends whose wedding. If it's for, like, a coworker that you don't know very well and you don't know the other people.
See, I don't.
But if it's one of your friends or your family, like, and you're going to be partying with everybody you know that night, that's
a great time out. I think a wedding where I'm just kind of along for the ride is even more fun because I don't.
I'm not saying they're not fun, but, like, I think it's cool to know that you're going to go, like, hang out with 20 or 30 of your friends.
Well, like, there's that, but I just mean, like, the wedding where you just have no. Like, weddings are awesome. Like, what other place, and it's not all weddings, but most weddings are just the only place where just everybody's like you're just on your best behavior or you're just drinking a bunch and you're happy and you're celebrating. And it's just, I think it's a great tradition. And I'm down. If you want to invite me to your wedding, I'll be there when you get married to BTJ.
You going to come to Japan?
We should go. That's awesome.
I see a big pause.
I might go.
Yeah.
It would give you a good reason to go to Japan.
Yeah. Give you a reason to go to Japan.
Yeah, because I probably won't go to Japan otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should consider
it. I got several people that are sitting waiting for that to happen just so they can go to Japan.
I don't even know if I'll get the invite and I want to go to Japan for your wedding.
Well, you can just come with me.
Okay.
You'll be my plus one. Wait, my wife might not like that. But
plus two? Oh, believe me. Yeah, when that goes down, just wait until, you know. Wait till you don't get the invite, a la me.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I won't be hurt.
Unlike me, it hurt my feelings.
Oh, I'm hurt.
I don't know. I understand your point about weddings being a great celebration and hanging with your buddies. I guess my point is, to the person getting married, they will see you there for 7 seconds.
The weddings are the worst for the people who are actually getting married.
And that's my point, is like, we make a big deal. Like, when if you have a friend or a family member getting married, there's this like, oh my God, we have to be there. And my point is, no, you don't. Because that day will be so hectic for the bride and groom, they will acknowledge you for all of 8 seconds. And so you're saying that how egotistical is it of people to think that your presence makes or breaks that wedding? It does not. That's all I'm saying.
No, but people want to think that on their special day, you'll care enough to be there. Right. That's what they. I'm not justifying it. That's the rationale.
That's
coming from the brides and their mothers.
That's right. That's exactly right. It's the pressure of, hey, you know, I need to be there for this guy.
I love this. I've been to 3 weddings in my entire life, including my own, which was in Vegas. Overrated. Everyone should elope. Thank you.
I can't think of a wedding I've been to that I didn't have a good time at.
Agreed. But I do also agree that they are a little overrated. I mean, look, they're great.
Yeah.
But we don't need, I don't know about overrated. They're kind of over the top.
Yeah.
Needless.
Is it wrong that I just would want to throw just a big,
but still fun.
I would like to do just a big, instead of a wedding, can I just throw a big kick-ass party?
Yes.
That's all I, you know, open
bar.
Well,
people do that.
That's all I want.
Yeah.
I don't need anything else.
And look, I think
part
of what Buck and I are saying here is not about the ceremony, although sometimes the ceremonies are cool.
That's usually the weakest part.
That's the weakest part. It's the fun part is the pre-funking and getting, you know, and standing in line, shooting the breeze, getting a drink with some dude. You
going
don't
to the bar afterwards, the drunk like the uncle. After party.
Yeah, like that's the fun part. It's not the actual ceremony. Like, who cares about that?
Just...
That's all for the bride. You just placate her.
So basically, you guys just like going to an open bar. That's what
we're
saying.
We just like going to parties where everyone's
having a good time. Yeah,
going
to parties with people who are trying to have fun.
Yes.
So it's not the wedding.
No.
It's just a party.
It's the wedding, but it's just...
a party. I mean, we care way less about their matrimony. Right. We'll admit that.
It's an avenue, and everybody's dressed up. Like, it's a jovial time.
So if there was no reception, no open bar, do you think? Yeah.
100% out.
You don't want to go to a wedding. You just want to go to an open bar party.
Yes, because open bar parties are the best.
Guess what? Open bar parties are at weddings.
Not all weddings.
Jesus.
Go to a Mormon wedding.
Yeah, well, I'm not interested.
No, you see, that's where Isaac and I are watching football.
That's right. I'll be at Ohio State working.
Because I've been to Mormon weddings. Let me tell you, Mormon Jesus, yeah, he puts a kibosh on all that. No good.
Well, anyway, the 12th of October, one of the top 5 most popular wedding dates of 2024, Oklahoma, Texas, Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, USC, mm-hmm. Ole Miss, LSU, all on that day.
It's a great day.
So there's people all over the country that are like, God, bless.
In today's world, if you're smart enough to at your reception, put up a TV and throw a game or two on. Even if it pisses off the wife, be like, hey, it's for everyone's involvement.
Some brides, I don't know. I don't see it.
Well, Bridezilla.
All right, college football crab cakes continue next. Oregon State Nugget and Hot Seat Coaches. This is The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.